So far, 2020 hasn't been what anyone expected. Our country has been ravaged by a deadly pandemic that has caused death, suffering, isolation, and disunity. We should and do grieve the loss that has taken place, but in this speech, I would like to give a different perspective, one of optimism. Because I believe that if our founding fathers traveled in time to 2020, though they would, of course, be deeply saddened by the last 9 months of COVID-19, they would also be inspired by the unity of the nation, the ingenuity of the people, and the enduring liberty of the states. Throughout history, the American people have joined together to fight against a common enemy, and this is no different. America has risen to the COVID challenge. Looking at 21st century America, the founders would first be amazed by the sheer mass of a country that grew from 13 small states on the Atlantic to 50 states stretching across the continent. But even more, they'd be inspired by the unity of this vast, diverse people. Though COVID has definitely caused discord and strife, many have responded with a unity that should not be overlooked. You have probably read stories similar to the one told by Good News Network about Shavi Shah, a 15-year-old girl from California who made over 250 sanitation kits for the homeless. This particular story so inspired me, I made some kits and donated them to the Red Cross. When my mom and I dropped them off, we were so encouraged by the many people who had gathered, socially distanced and masked, of course, to provide COVID tests, showers, food, blankets, and other gifts to the homeless. Events like this took place all over the country as Americans joined and fought COVID together. Led by the example of the selfless soldiers who have bravely fought for our country, going back 244 years to the Revolutionary War, the American people united to fight a common enemy. But not only would the founders be encouraged by the unity of our nation, they would be inspired by the ingenuity of the American people. The founding fathers were themselves ingenious inventors. Benjamin Franklin is well known for his bifocals and lightning rods, but Thomas Jefferson is less known for inventing the first swivel chair. But these brilliant men could not have imagined the technology available today. Computers, cell phones, Google, YouTube, and Zoom were all invented by Americans. The next time you use these tools that have been so vital during quarantine, let your patriotic pride soar. Not only is the creativity of those who invented this technology inspiring, but the imaginative ways Americans are using it. When my cousin and I completed a Read Through the Bible in 30 Days challenge, we celebrated with a Zoom Cinco de Mayo party, complete with matching tres leches cakes. Netflix parties, online proms, video game marathons, and virtual choirs are more examples of the many creative connections made with American ingenuity. But most important to the founding fathers would be the liberty that still resides with the states. To our founders, state power was paramount, and examining the response to coronavirus, they would be encouraged that mandates on masks, lockdowns, reopenings, etc. have not been handled by the federal government, but have been left up to the states. This method is true to the Constitution. According to the American Bar Association, quote, under the U.S. Constitution's 10th Amendment and U.S. Supreme Court decisions over nearly 200 years, state governments have the primary authority to control the spread of dangerous diseases within their jurisdictions, end quote. Though many have criticized calling for a national response, this plan allows state officials to make the best decisions for the people in their state. For instance, according to the AARP, New York, which suffered thousands of COVID deaths, requires all persons over the age of 2 who are able to wear a mask. In the state of Wyoming, which has far fewer COVID cases, for the general public, masks are only recommended. However, as two Harvard and Berkeley professors explain, at least some of the founders would support those responses that have been made at the national level, such as the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. The CARES Act was a massive stimulus bill which addressed the economic side of the pandemic. The founders recognized the necessity of government funding and economic assistance. To quote the professors, as Alexander Hamilton stressed, it is the job of the national government to raise the funds required to provide national public goods to ensure the equitable and efficient distribution of essential resources and, when necessary, to protect our citizens against the economic loss of large and unexpected economic disasters, end quote. The founding fathers would be deeply gratified to see the gears of our country turning as they were originally set to run. Though there is no way they could ever imagine a world like the one we live in today, were the founding fathers to time travel to 2020, they would be pleased that though America has greatly changed, its founding principles and the spirit of its people remain the same. So when you think of the coronavirus, don't feel disappointed by your canceled plans or fearful of these unprecedented times or hopeless about the unknown future. Instead, be encouraged by the unity of the American nation, inspired by the ingenuity of the American people, and grateful for the liberty of the American states. Thank you.